Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, June 24, 1950, the Barbados Advocate carried a report by Director of Agriculture, Mr. C.C. Skeet, on the state of agriculture in Barbados during the month of May. This comprehensive report by Mr. Skeet covered the weather, sugar, food crop production, livestock, pest control, irrigation, and other factors pertinent to agricultural production. Rainfall being key to agricultural production was reported as satisfactory, with the island receiving 6.53 inches for the month of May, compared with 1.96 inches for May 1949, St. Thomas registered the highest rainfall returns and St. James the lowest. On the important sugarcane crop, which was still being harvested, Mr. Skeet reported that the harvesting would end in June, but sugarcane harvesting by peasants was completed. The expectation was that the harvest would realize 155,000 tons of sugar. Additionally, the young canes were showing good growth as conditions were favorable. Sugarcane breeding and experimentation was continuing apace at the Codrington St. Michael and Mount Wilton St. Thomas agricultural stations to ensure the best varieties were available for future planting. The planting of food crops, which usually commenced around the end of the sugarcane harvest, was progressing well, encouraged by higher rainfall returns. In fact, Mr. Skeet informed that yams, Indian and Guinea corn, sweet potatoes, and vegetables were already planted. The one challenge for some farmers was the timely availability of plowing services. Farmers in general, and especially peasant farmers, were being given assistance with extension services provided by the peasant agricultural instructors, who visited 636 peasant farmers and 10 schools. 7 soil conservation projects were completed, and more were ongoing. No widespread attacks by pests were reported, except on some young canes by the sugarcane moth borer, which was being controlled by natural means using the moth borer parasite. It was also reported that many farmers were interested in installing irrigation systems or making repairs to existing systems, and assistance was being provided under the Colonial Development and Welfare Irrigation Scheme. Livestock farming did not escape the attention of the Director of Agriculture, and he reported that at the end of May, there were 124 head of livestock at the 7 agricultural stations, which included stud animals and newborns. Additionally, 722 gallons of milk were produced and 20 young pigs sold. Finally, Mr. Skeet turned his attention to tree crops and informed the public that 190 lime trees were budded and 326 fruit trees were delivered from Codrington. These included trees such as orange, lime, lemon, shaddock, pear, guava, grapefruit, mandarin, pomelo, pawpaw, golden apple, and sugar apple. Also, some 450 ornamentals and one casuarina were distributed from Codrington. This very detailed report on the state of agriculture in Barbados for May 1950 was indeed a positive outlook for farming in Barbados at the time.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.